There is increasing speculation about a change in the top leadership of the Massachusetts House. Reports this week said Speaker Robert DeLeo is planning to step down to take a job with Northeastern University. The Democrat from Winthrop is the longest-serving speaker in Massachusetts history. What might his departure mean for Western Massachusetts? WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
Well, it really kind of depends on who replaces him. I mean, at the moment, it appears that Quincy Rep. Ron Mariano is on the fast track to get it, although he will probably face opposition. But, I mean, these kinds of transitions, when you have, you know, frankly, a figure like DeLeo following a figure like that would be very like the person before him, doesn't upend a lot of the relationships as much in other parts of the state. The more progressive reps might be more upset about a transition that doesn't change much than those that are, you know, have been happy under DeLeo, that have been well taken care by him and would expect to be by a figure like DeLeo.
So Mariano is perceived to be the front runner in this race for the speakership that isn't vacant yet. Tell us about him. What do we know about him? Because I'm sure he's not a household name, certainly in Western Massachusetts.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, he's the majority leader for the Democratic caucus, but you know, nobody would know who that is just on thinking about the state House of Representatives. He entered the House the same year that DeLeo did, 1990. He's actually a little bit older than DeLeo, and he's from Quincy, where I believe he has, you know, held some posts on a municipal level in the past. He's kind of described himself in what interviews I've been able to read as being focused on legislation and the meat and potatoes of it. But, you know, that's kind of DeLeo, too, to a certain extent. So I'm not really sure that reveals that much about him. I mean, it sounds like he's somebody who would, you know, I think there are a lot of people in the caucus who are worried about a left-wing swing, and so I think that's probably been part of his pitch to get the necessary votes that he needs. But, you know, there's just not that much about him. You know, I mean, he's been loyal to DeLeo, but to differentiate him from DeLeo is hard to do.
Is anyone in Western Massachusetts, anyone in the Western Massachusetts House delegation in line to potentially move up to Speaker?
I don't know that there's anybody who's lined up to do it. I mean, generally the House has been a very seniority-based organization, and DeLeo has kept the people closest to him in leadership well away from the next generation, if you will. And so if you follow that logic, somebody like Joe Wagner in Chicopee probably could make a go for it if he wanted it. But I think we would have heard his name much more loudly, and I think you'd been hearing less about Mariano if that was a likely possibility.
Has the DeLeo speakership been beneficial to Western Massachusetts?
Again, it kind of depends on who you are in the caucus. As a general rule, what DeLeo has done, to his credit, is to make sure that committees are devised regionally so that somebody from every part of the region is on all the important committees. So there is usually, it shifts around from session to session, but there's always been, you know, reps from Western Massachusetts on top committees, judiciary, revenue, ways and means. So there's always been a presence in the room when these kinds of meetings are being held, when hearings are being held. I don't know how much behind-the-scenes meeting is necessarily that going on that much, because DeLeo tends to control things very directly from the Speaker's office. But having that presence, having that voice in the public-facing parts of these committees has definitely been beneficial. It's more than what some speakers have done in the past. Again, how close you are to DeLeo can sometimes be more valuable.
I don't recall DeLeo visiting Western Massachusetts a lot for public appearances, but he does come out here quite a bit to raise funds for state legislators, correct?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I probably, if I thought about it, probably almost every rep has had certainly every rep, you know, that it doesn't necessarily identify as being that far out there progressively, has had a visit from DeLeo, and even a number that have. I mean, I think he's been out here for Aaron Vega, who's the outgoing rep from Holyoke, but he's also been out here, you know, for more moderate, you know, reps, Brian Ash, Angelo Pupolo, and actually Jose Tejada, who's not really been exactly a moderate either, have all had him present for fundraisers over the course of their tenures.
If DeLeo leaves, will progressives be happy?
They're happy thinking about it now, but I think that they really, but if it is Mariano, there is a lot of apprehension that I'm hearing from progressive watchers of the State House. There is a kind of be careful what you wish for element to that because, you know, DeLeo, I don't think really had an ideology. He was a moderate in practice, but really that was a function of trying to protect the more moderate people in his caucus. If there was a something progressive that he really wanted, or if there was something that progressives were able to get done without offending the moderates, then it got done. It wasn't like he had a rigid ideology. Mariano, it seems, might be closer to that kind of more moderate thing out as a matter of you know, preference. So they may not be that happy that DeLeo goes, and it does look, I just saw today that the Globe was reporting that Russell Holmes, the rep from Boston, could challenge Mariano if it ends up being the two of them. I mean, we don't have a formal announcement from DeLeo yet, so I don't think we're going to see, you know, a solid declaration from the candidates themselves until that is actually, that speakership is actually open.